Judge Kavanaugh is considerably more conservative than the justice he would replace, a fact celebrated by the anti-abortion advocacy group the Susan B. Anthony List. The organization has been touring several states during the past few weeks, urging Democratic senators like West Virginia's Joe Manchin to vote to confirm Kavanaugh. As Carol Lofton reports, the group recruited students and families to attend several West Virginia rallies from out of state.
About 30 people, including 8 or so children, have gathered outside Senator Manchin's office in Fairmont. They're holding signs saying things like, "Confirm Kavanaugh," and "I vote pro-life." Almost everyone here is from out of state.
I'm passionate about, you know, getting pro-life leaders elected into office.
Ella Witt is a master's student at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, and the West Virginia field director for the Susan B. Anthony List. A week ago, she posted in a public Facebook group for the university, offering $150 to anyone willing to attend the West Virginia pro-life events in Wheeling, Parkersburg, and Fairmont. At least for the Parkersburg and Fairmont rallies, almost exactly the same group attended both events.
And you see, sometimes I think people can try to take that and twist that, and that's totally wrong. What it is, people would not be coming out here and doing something and door knocking. You know, it takes a lot of courage to go and knock on a door. It takes a lot of courage to stand and talk to reporters and behind a camera. People aren't going to do that if they're not passionate about it. What's important to us is that if we have the means to be able to, you know, thank them and, you know, pay them for their time.
Paying protesters is not unheard of and has been practiced by both liberal and conservative groups. What's most interesting about this case is that most of the rallygoers are from out of state. This push is representative of just how much organizers want an anti-abortion judge on the country's highest court. Manchin's office did not respond to a request for comment about the statewide rallies. Sue Swayze-Leibel, director of the SBA List National Pro-Life Women's Caucus, was the main speaker at the West Virginia event.
We actually believe that Judge Kavanaugh is a very experienced jurist in his own right, has a lot of constitutional knowledge and experience, and is certainly on the life issues of conscience, religious freedom, etc.
While there weren't counter-protesters at any of last week's events, the grassroots advocacy organization West Virginia Working Families Party held their own event outside Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito's office in Morgantown. They expressed concerns about Kavanaugh's judicial record on health care insurance, specifically coverage of pre-existing conditions, labor law, and protections for people with disabilities. Counter-protesters also attended a Charleston Susan B. Anthony event held in July. In August, the Susan B. Anthony List launched a $1.6 million issue advocacy campaign to, quote, "educate West Virginia voters about Senator Manchin's support for taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood, America's largest abortion business." The West Virginia push seems to be twofold. Firstly, to pressure Manchin into voting to confirm, while simultaneously turning West Virginia voters against the senator, who they say has flip-flopped on the issue. Here's a clip from one of two radio ads playing on commercial stations.
"We expect our senators to represent our state's pro-life values. But Senator Joe Manchin is trying to have it both ways. Manchin calls himself pro-life, but he has repeatedly voted to spend more of your tax dollars to fund Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in the country."
Organizers say they hope the senator will, quote, "respect the will of West Virginians," pointing to a poll they commissioned that found, quote, 59% of West Virginia voters want Senator Joe Manchin to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, and 57% of West Virginia voters believe abortion policy for West Virginia should be decided by the people of West Virginia through their elected officials, not the Supreme Court. Sue Leibel again.
There are other senators like Senator Manchin. Of course, the confirmation vote's going to be in the Senate, so we need senators to vote for Kavanaugh. And we've been going to other states with some Democratic senators that we know have said they're pro-life or maybe have flip-flopped on the issue back and forth. We want to see if we can't encourage them to vote to confirm.
The organization has also been holding events and canvassing in Missouri, Indiana, and Florida, among others, where Leibel says the votes are critical. They hope to not only get Kavanaugh in office, but are looking forward to November, when midterm elections will determine who holds Manchin's seat. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.